morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. There's more of you out there. How many are glad to be here in the house of the Lord this morning?
Amen.
This song says, I was glad. This is from the Psalms. We sing with David.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Praise the Lord with your hands.
Now we get all the healers to see. Me alegré al oírles decir, me alegré al oírles decir, vamos hoy a la casa de Dios. Me alegré al oírles decir, me alegré al oírles decir, me alegré al oírles decir, vamos hoy a la casa de Dios. Vamos hoy a la casa de Dios.
Aleluya.
Siéntense. Dios les bendiga y bienvenidos a todos.
God bless you all and welcome to all of you.
Estamos unidos hoy en este lugar porque Dios el Padre ha enviado a Jesucristo en el mundo para buscar y juntar a los verdaderos adoradores de cada tribu, idioma y nación que le rendirán culto al Padre en espíritu y en verdad.
We are gathered here today in this particular place because God the Father has sent Jesus Christ into the world to seek and to gather true worshipers of every tribe, tongue, and nation who will honor the Father in spirit and in truth.
Este es un evento, un momento histórico. Creo que es la primera vez en que estas tres iglesias han hecho el culto juntos. I think this is a historic moment in which these three churches are gathered for the first time to worship together.
Celebraremos el Dios de nuestra unidad entre las culturas y generaciones.
We will be celebrating God together, the God of our unity among cultures and generations.
Y por eso necesitamos la virtud de hospitalidad.
And for that we need the virtue of hospitality.
Es decir, si hay algo nuevo, incómodo o desconocido por usted durante el culto, aguántense y denle gracias a Dios, al menos bendice a los demás Y anímense. This is to say, if there's anything new or unusual or uncomfortable for you here, well, at least give thanks to God that it's blessing someone else. And take heart. Algo más conocido vendrá enseguida. There will be something more familiar quickly. Por primeras anuncias. Después del culto, invitamos a todo el mundo aquí en que comparten con nosotros el almuerzo que ha sido preparado en la sala de fraternidad por nuestros hermanos y hermanas de la Iglesia Roca de Salvación. So for the first announcement here, it's to say that after the worship time, we are all invited to a lunch that will happen in our fellowship hall that has been prepared by our brothers and sisters of Iglesia, the Mennonite Church, Rock of Salvation. Por seguro esperamos, nos esperamos a una contribución por sostener el Ministerio de Vida Feliz. Of course, we're expecting a contribution to help support the ministry that we share, Vida Feliz, the senior center in Bolivia. Sin embargo, uno puede comer sin dinero. Es como la gracia de Dios. Or if you didn't bring anything to offer, you're certainly welcome to come eat with us. Hay otras anuncias. If you have other announcements, please come up to share them. And I invite Brady Hansen to come forward to be ready to light the candles as well at the beginning of the service here.
Good morning. So we had our community garden work party yesterday, and the Jubilee Community Garden is ready to go. So that's exciting. But the announcement that I have was that this Wednesday, we will have our fourth Medical Teams International Dental Van will be here at Zion in the parking lot from roughly 8 to 2 p.m. So if you are interested in showing a little hospitality on a Wednesday, you could always come down and just hang out with people. Most of the folks are Spanish only speakers, but you can come down and hang out. You could bring some goodies to eat and to share. So we'll be in the parking lot from 8 to 2 p.m. So thank you.
And even if we don't understand Spanish, we all understand smiles. Comprendemos todos sonrisas. As you look at these candles lit, consider these words. These are lights lit in the name of God who creates life, the Savior who loves life, and the Spirit who is the fire of life. Hemos encendido una luz en el nombre del Dios que crea la vida, del Señor que ama la vida, y del Espíritu que es el fuego de la vida. Janet, read our opening scripture, please. At times, if you hear the words in one language, you'll see them projected in another.
I will be reading from Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
Antes las próximas canciones, quiero presentarles los pastores aquí. Before we sing the next songs, I'd like to introduce the pastors of the various churches who
who are here, and I am Matthew Swara, pastor here at Zion. And we just heard from Janet. Please stand. Janet Gingrich, also associate pastor here. Kevin Schumacher, pastor of Calvary Mennonite Church, you see. And Victor Estrada, pastor de la Iglesia Menonita Roca de Salvacion, Pastor Victor Estrada. Músicos.
Yo quiero para esta próxima canción invitarle aquí a mi hermano Ernesto que me venga a ayudar, porque él fue quien me enseñó esta canción.
Soy.
I'm going to ask Pastor Ernesto to come and help me because he's the one that taught me this song hace mucho tiempo. This song comes from Romans. It's directly the text from Romans as you see it on the screen. It's Romans 8:35. Who can separate us from the love of God? A ver, quiero mirar a mi pianista.
¿Quién nos separará del amor de Cristo? ¿Quién nos alejará del amor de nuestro Dios? Ni tribulación, dolor, angustia, peligro, hambre o desnudez nos podrá separar de su amor. ¿Quién nos separará del amor de Cristo? ¿Quién nos alejará del amor de nuestro Dios? Ni ningún otro nido profundo, ni ninguna otra cosa creada nos podrá separar de su amor. En Cristo somos más que vencedores. En Cristo somos más que ganadores. Ni la vida ni la muerte podrá separarnos del amor de Dios en Cristo Jesús. ¿Quién nos separará del amor de Cristo? ¿Quién nos alejará del amor de nuestro Dios? Ni tribulación, no angustia, peligro, hambre o desnudez nos podrá separar de su amor. ¿Quién nos separará del amor de Cristo? ¿Quién nos alejará del amor de nuestro Dios? Ni lo alto, ni lo profundo, ni ninguna otra cosa creada nos podrá separar de su amor. En Cristo somos más que vencedores. En Cristo somos más que ganadores. Ni la vida ni la muerte podrá separarnos del amor de Dios en Cristo Jesús. Del amor de Dios en Cristo Jesús. Del amor de Dios en Cristo Jesús.
This song says, "We believe." It's a new setting of the Apostles' Creed, which is the oldest statement of faith in the Christian church. And it's more true today than it was when it was written. Esta es una música nueva que vuelve a cantar un credo muy antiguo que fue el credo de los apóstoles, que es la declaración de fe más antigua y sigue siendo muy verdad hoy.
this broken generation. When all is dark, the hope unseen. There is only one foundation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. Let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe, we believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. Let the lost be found and the dead be raised. In the here and now, let love be made. Let the church live loud. Our God will say, we believe, we believe. And the gates of hell will not prevail. For the power of God has sworn to will. Now we know your love will never fail. We believe, we believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again.
Coming back again.
He's coming back again. We believe, we believe.
This song is from the little green book that's in front of you. Sing the Journey. It's number 40 if you like to look at the music. Our text this morning reminds us that God is doing a new thing in our lives, and He's writing the law in our hearts. But we have to wait. This song is about patience.
As rain from the clouds will your word come to earth, as snow from the heavens refreshing the land, then soften our soul that the good seed may grow and ripen rich fruit to return to your hand. We praise
you are God, Father. You love your word. We thank you, good God, for your tender tongue. We bless you, best woman, for a dreadful year. For harvest the grace in our own spirit and soul. As grain that is scattered, your word has been sown. On rocks and on roadways, in good earth and sun, make fertile our soil that the good seed may grow, and ripen rich fruit to return to your hand. We praise you, our God, for the seed of your word. We thank you, good God, for your tender tongue. We bless you, best farmer, for a dreadful yield. For harvest the grace in our one sparing soul. As rays of the sun shall your word light the world. Awaking and warming and healing our land, then shine in our hearts that the good seed may grow, and ripen rich fruit to return to your hand. We praise you, our God, for the light of your word. We thank you, good God, for your tender tongue. We bless you, best farmer, for a dreadful yield. For harvest the grace in our one sparing
soul. Say, first of all, I'm again Kevin Schumacher from Calvary, and it's wonderful to be here to worship together as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Quiero decir, hermanos, el Pastor Kevin quiere decir que es maravilloso estar juntos en la alabanza del Señor. ¿Sí?
But before I read from the scriptures this morning, I want to ask the folks from Zion to help me out.
Pues yo quiero pedirle una manito a los hermanos de aquí de Zion.
My daughter and I have a disagreement, and she's here this morning, by the way.
Está presente mi hija y estamos en desacuerdo de un punto.
I grew up always calling Zion Mennonite Church. My dad grew up in this church as well.
Mi padre se crió en esta iglesia, Sion.
And one day my daughter asked me, "How can you say Zion? It's Zion."
Y mi hija me dice, "¿Y cómo dicen ustedes Zion? Se dice Sion."
And I said, "We'll settle it today. We're going to ask them."
Hoy lo vamos a arreglar. Lo vamos a preguntar a los mismos hermanos cómo se dice.
And I said, "I guarantee you, it's going to be Zion."
Yo digo, pues van a decir Zion, seguro.
So what happens? The first thing, a brother comes up to make an announcement.
Pues lo primero, el hermano que sale a dar el anuncio, ¿qué dice?
He said, "Zion."
Dice Zion.
And I look. There's my daughter sitting back there in the back.
Ahí está mi hija, pura sonrisa.
She's going to call me out right now. So, I think the easiest way to do this is with a show of hands. And we're going to go with the majority, right, Jamie?
Vamos con el voto, ¿ve?
Okay,
el
so for those of you that pronounce your church, and this is for people from Zion, because you
solo
should know.
Para los miembros de Sion.
How many of you pronounce it Zion? How many say Zion?
Yeah.
That settles it. Thank you very much. We don't have to argue about that any longer.
Ya no vamos a discutir en mi casa.
Well, I'm sorry. I wanted to add a little brevity to the service this morning, but I will be reading from John chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it. The man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason that I came, to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out, but I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. He said this to show the kind of death that he was going to die.
We will take our offering this morning for Zion. So if the ushers would please come forward this morning. Let's pray together. God, you have blessed us with both spiritual and material gifts, and we say thank you. As you have been generous with us, let us be generous and joyful givers this morning. Amen.
En el desierto, cuando todo en mí se cuesta, mi oración en la necesidad, mi Dios todo lo suplirá. Mi oración en el fuego, en debilidad o en dolor, cuando en tormentas probadas mi fe, en ti siempre confiaré. Te alabaré, contra mi nada prevalecerá. Me gozaré, declararé, Dios es mi triunfo y Él está aquí. This is my prayer in the battle, when triumph is still on its way. I am a conqueror and glory with Christ, so firm on His promise I stand. I will be praised, no weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and He is here. All of my life, in every season, You are my God, I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, You are so God, have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. Te alabaré, te alabaré. Contra mí nada te valerá. Me gozaré, declararé. Dios es mi triunfo y Él está aquí. Mi oración en la cosecha, abundan tu gracia y favor. Soy lleno para ser vaciado otra vez, lo que recibí sembraré. This is my prayer in the harvest, with favor and providence, Lord. Although I'm filled to be emptied again, the seed I received I will
sow. Of all children of all three congregations are welcome to come forward now for a story with Vonnie for all children. Please come forward. You might want to come around this side of the pulpit.
Good morning. It's good to see you here this morning. The last few Sundays, we've been talking about prayer and different ways to pray. And when we've talked about some of those, we often think about praying as when we talk to God or when we think to God and God just hears us and listens to us. But when I talk to you, do we switch back and forth? Do I sometimes listen and you sometimes talk? And I sometimes talk, and you sometimes listen?
Yeah.
Right? Do you think maybe God wants us to listen to Him sometimes, too, in prayer?
Yeah,
He does.
Here's one prayer. Everyone has to share their toys to each other.
So, today we're going to, instead of saying something to God, we are going to practice listening to God. Now, how do we listen to God when He doesn't have a body? Or He doesn't have ears that we can see, how do you think we might listen to God?
With everyone, with microphones.
What do you think? Through other people, maybe. Sometimes other people, when we're sharing something, we might hear what God wants us to do through other people. I know the other night, when I was awake in the middle of the night, I heard the rain outside, and it was kind of like I laid there quietly, and I thought, I think God's talking to the rain and making me relax and go back to sleep and not worry about things. So sometimes it's through nature, but it's really hard for us to listen to God because we live in a world that's got so many things going. And sometimes when I get really quiet and I'm trying to listen to God, a thought will come into my mind that I'll remember, oh, yeah, I need to do that. And then I go, oh, God wants me to listen to him, and then I have to think again and be quiet in my mind. Or all of a sudden, my leg will itch, and I'll have to scratch my leg. Or I think I need to go get a drink of water. Or other things will happen when I want to be listening to God. So I have to take a deep breath again and go, okay, God, I'm going to be quiet again. Just a minute, Aiden. I'm going to be really quiet again, and I'm really going to listen. But sometimes it's hard to know what God is, when he's saying to us. But if we keep practicing, sometimes you'll get a thought or you'll feel, and you'll go, oh, yeah, that was God. But it does take practice, and sometimes we don't know for sure. So we're going to practice this morning. So kind of find a spot. Get comfortable. Everybody get comfortable. Now, can you pray with your eyes open or closed? Yeah. So if you want, you can close your eyes. If you want, you can keep your eyes open. And we're just going to listen. Okay, you can keep your eyes open if you want to do that. You can have your eyes open or closed. But I want you to kind of take a deep breath and try to quiet not only the outside but the inside. And just listen for a little bit and try to listen to God. And if your brain starts thinking of something else or if you got a scratch, take another deep breath and try to get quiet again for God. So let's try that. Everybody take a deep breath and let's be quiet and listen to God. Sometimes we hear God and sometimes we don't. But you know what? God loves it even when we try to listen to him. So even though sometimes we might not hear him, just because we try, God knows that we're trying and we'll keep practicing and get better at hearing what God has to say. A couple Sundays ago, one of the other things we did about prayer was using gestures. So before we go back, can everybody put your arms? And remember how this is God loving us and we're loving God, and that helps us to remember that God loves us no matter what and that he is always good and will always take care of us. Okay, you can go back to your parents.
I'd like to ask you to bring your hymnals out. We'll sing hymn number 514. This is a hymn that also talks to us about waiting on the Lord and about his working in our life.
Este es un himno que tiene una letra muy significativa que habla de esperar en el Señor que Él vaya a hacer la obra en cada uno de nosotros.
Lord, I am falling, earnestly longing into thy likeness to grow, thirsting for more. Yearning my love more fully to know. Open the world of grace and salvation. Pour the rich stream into my heart. Cleanse every cloud in my thought and affection. Seal me as you.
This morning I have the very great pleasure of presenting my dear brothers and sisters from El Torno, Bolivia, who are here visiting us this morning with this special occasion of the meal that we're going to share to raise funds for the Centro de Ancianos Vida Feliz en El Torno. Me es un honor muy grato presentar esta mañana a mis queridos hermanos de la Iglesia Vida Nueva en El Torno, Bolivia, que ellos vienen justamente a celebrar este día con nosotros. I met Ernesto when he was a young man. He did not frequent the church back in those days. Yo conocí a Ernesto cuando andaba muy lejos de la iglesia en joven. But Ernesto was a person who, for our church, the Vida Nueva Baptist Church, helped us to understand God's calling to world missions. Ernesto fue una persona para nosotros como joven en nuestra iglesia que nos hizo entender el llamado de Dios que tiene para cada iglesia, para nuestra iglesia, para las misiones mundiales. Ernesto and Minnie are on their way to India. They are going to be serving in Pune, India, in a ministry to Iranian students who live studying in India. So I'd like to ask them to share just a few moments about their vision for mission and where they're going.
Hermana Mini, si usted quiere compartirlo, puede ser en inglés y español, o yo se lo puedo traducir como usted quiera.
Good morning. I've been in Bolivia for the last 2 years, so I've not been practicing much English. I hope you will understand. Sometimes I'm a bit lost. But yeah, it could be good. Yeah.
Son dos años.
Dice que yo he estado en Bolivia que me estoy olvidando ya el inglés.
Pero es un grande privilegio para mí estar aquí con ustedes.
It's a great privilege to be here this morning with you.
Y bueno, yo agradezco a la familia de hermano Wendell y hermana Karen también.
I want to thank especially Wendell and Karen this morning.
Y también ustedes que son su iglesia.
And you, who are their church.
Porque yo sé que ellos van orando cuando Ernesto estaba tomando la visión para salir, ¿no?, a otros países.
I know that you were praying for our church when Ernesto was receiving that vision for mission.
Y yo soy fruto de esta obra.
I'm one of the fruits of that vision.
Y aquí estoy para agradecerle a la iglesia.
I'm here to thank this church.
Y por la obediencia de ustedes.
For your obedience.
Por la obediencia de los hermanos en la iglesia en Bolivia.
For the obedience of the brothers and sisters in the church.
Dios
in
pudo alcanzarme con su amor.
God reached me with his love.
Y realmente estoy agradecida con todo lo que Dios está haciendo en mi país.
I'm so thankful for everything that God is doing today in my country.
Y bueno, Dios en su gracia pudo alcanzarme y también mi familia.
God in his grace reached me and my family.
Yo tenía unos 19 años cuando primera vez escuché que Dios me ama.
I was 19 years old when I first heard that God really loved me.
Y eso realmente cambió mi vida.
That really changed my life.
Y puedo testificar aquí que realmente el amor de Dios cambia vidas.
I can testify personally that God's love does change lives.
Y yo puedo ver que en estos rostros que estaba mirando de la del centro de Vida Feliz en Bolivia.
And we can see in those pictures of the faces of the elderly in Vida Feliz in
Bolivia. Y este amor que está siendo expresado allá.
The love that's being expressed to them.
Y está cambiando la vida de estas personas.
Is changing the life of those elderly persons.
Y Dios nos llamó para servir entre los musulmanes.
God called us to serve among the Muslims.
Y yo desde mi niñez no pensaba algo bueno acerca de los musulmanes.
I grew up in India and I never thought anything positive about Muslim people.
Y también cuando yo estuve en la universidad, alguien que era musulmán engañó el negocio de que mi papá estaba haciendo, así que mi papá perdió bastante finanzas.
When I was in the university, a Muslim person did something bad to my father's business. My father lost a lot of money because of that.
Entonces yo tenía harto rechazo hacia los musulmanes.
I felt a deep rejection towards Muslims.
Pero Dios en su amor empezó a cambiar mi mente, mi corazón.
God began to change my mentality, my heart.
Y para mí también muchas veces difícil creer que estamos dejando nuestra familia, nuestra cultura, nuestro contexto para alcanzar los musulmanes.
It's still a little bit difficult for me to realize that we're leaving our family, our context, our culture to reach out to Muslim people.
Entonces, como compartió hermano, estamos en la ciudad de Pune en India.
We'll be going to the city of Pune in India.
Bueno, estuvimos también allá trabajando.
We've been working there before.
Y estuvimos en 2 años en Bolivia para a movilizar misiones en la América Latina.
We just spent the last 2 years in Bolivia mobilizing churches for mission.
Porque Dios nos llamó, nos hizo ver la gran necesidad de obrero en la obra entre los musulmanes.
God asked put on our hearts the great need for workers among Muslim people.
Y lo que vimos que los latinos tiene bastante apertura.
What we saw in India is that Latinos have a lot of acceptance from people from India.
Por eso Dios nos llamó otra vez volver a Bolivia para levantar un entrenamiento.
God called us to return to India to do a worker training.
Y eso es lo que estuvimos haciendo esos últimos 2 años.
That's what we've been doing for the last 2 years.
Y ahora volvemos al campo.
We now go back to the mission field.
Y vamos a seguir discipulando los iraní, los musulmanes para el reino del Señor.
To begin discipling Iraní students as new disciples.
Vimos frutos en anterior tiempo cuando estuvimos en Pune en India.
In the last time that we were in Pune, India, we already saw a number of fruits.
Y vimos la mano de Dios.
The hand of God.
Su protección, su provisión en nuestras vidas.
His protection, his provision for our lives.
Milagros en la vida de aquellos iraní musulmanes que están viniendo conocer a Jesucristo.
Miracles in the lives of those Iranian new believers who came to Jesus.
Y creemos que Dios está llamando a su iglesia a nivel mundial.
We believe that God is calling his church worldwide.
Para que estemos enfocados a lo que Dios está haciendo en este tiempo.
To pay closer attention to what God is doing.
Y Dios está moviendo todo el Medio Oriente.
God is moving all through the Middle East.
Las guerras.
Wars.
Y las tantas noticias que escuchamos en la televisión.
So much bad news we hear on TV.
Automáticamente sentimos un rechazo.
We feel probably an automatic rejection.
Pero en medio de todo eso,
But amidst all that,
hay muchos que están recibiendo a Jesucristo en su corazón.
Many are coming to Jesus Christ.
Dios está haciendo algo grandioso.
God is doing something amazing.
Y eso quiero animar a ustedes, hermanos, que estén orando.
So I want to encourage you to keep praying.
Y que estén involucrando donde haya oportunidad.
Keep participating here where you are.
Porque hay varios que están viniendo quizá cerca de nuestro vecindario.
There are many people, Muslim people here, even in our neighborhood.
Y espero que el amor de Dios,
I hope that the love of God,
nos va a impulsar,
will urge us forward.
Y para que estemos esos que podemos estrechar nuestra mano para que ellos puedan también conocer el amor de Dios.
So that we can reach our hand out to them so they can know God's love as well.
Para que ellos puedan recibir amigos.
Receive us as friends.
Porque quizá en su ambiente ellos nunca experimentaron un Dios misericordioso y compasivo.
They perhaps in their own religious experience never knew a God who is merciful.
Un musulmán cada cinco veces o muchas veces en cada día está diciendo Dios es misericordioso y lleno de compasión.
The Muslims pray five times a day to merciful God.
Y varias veces ellos repiten eso.
They repeat that phrase.
Pero en su experiencia personal,
but in their personal
experience, ellos no han visto un Dios misericordioso.
They don't experience that mercy and grace.
Por la religión,
because of the religion,
que sabemos que ellos siguen.
That they follow.
Pero nosotros tenemos la oportunidad de expresar el amor de Dios.
We've been given the opportunity to express God's love.
Para que ellos tengan un encuentro con el verdadero Dios.
To help them have that encounter personally with real
un Dios
God.
Que realmente es misericordioso y lleno de compasión.
Really is merciful and full of grace.
Entonces, compartiendo eso, quiero dejar ese desafío con ustedes, hermanos.
I want to leave that challenge with you this morning.
Yo sé que Dios está trabajando en sus vidas hace bastante tiempo.
I know that God has been working here for a long time already.
Y yo sé que ustedes van a creer lo que Dios está haciendo.
And I know that you will be able to believe what God is doing.
Quiero que leamos un versículo en el libro de Habacuc.
I'd like to read just a verse from the book of Habakkuk.
Capítulo 1, versículo 5.
1, 5. ¿Tiene Biblia?
Castellano. ¿Sería bien que leamos en inglés? ¿O? Habacuc, capítulo 1, versículo 5. Sí.
Habacuc 1, 5.
Yo todavía no llegué. ¿Puede leer usted, hermano?
This verse says, the Lord's answer. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told.
Mirad entre las naciones y ved y asombraos, porque haré una obra en vuestros días que aun cuando se os contaré no la creeréis. Dios está haciendo una obra tremenda este tiempo en el mundo musulmán.
God is doing that work right now in the Muslim world.
Entre los siglos 7 hasta siglo 20,
from the 7th century to the 20th century,
hemos escuchado acerca de unos 13 movimientos de discipulado en el mundo musulmán.
There's only been 13 Christian renewal movements in the whole world.
Pero en los primeros 12 años de este siglo,
but in the first 12 years of this century, 21st,
existen 69 movimientos de discipulados.
More than 69 revival movements, Christian movements.
Hay musulmanes que están llegando al reino del Señor.
Many people are coming to the kingdom.
Y nosotros como iglesia,
and we as this church,
debemos involucrar en lo que Dios está haciendo.
Need to be involved in what God is already doing.
Orando,
by praying,
ofreciendo.
By offering.
Pero si Dios nos llama, hermanos, hay una gran necesidad de obreros.
And if God calls us, there is a great need for workers.
Entre 1 millón de musulmanes,
for each million Muslims in the world,
hay 2 misioneros.
There are 2 missionaries.
Eso es lo que dicen las estadísticas.
That's what statistics tell us.
Entonces hay una gran necesidad de ir.
There's a huge need for people who are willing to go.
Para que oremos para que Dios envíe obrero.
Pray that God sends workers
en la cosecha.
For that harvest.
Muchas gracias por darme ese privilegio de poder compartir mi corazón.
Thank you for giving me this moment to share with you.
Que Dios le bendiga.
God bless you.
En Mateo capítulo 24, versículo 14 dice, y será predicado este evangelio del reino en todo el mundo, para testimonio a todas las naciones, y entonces vendrá el fin.
The text for today's message is Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come.
Para mí también es un privilegio muy grande estar con ustedes.
En
primer lugar, yo quiero decir gracias a todos ustedes por haber sido de gran bendición y ser de bendición en mi país, Bolivia.
First, I want to say thank you for being such a great blessing in my country, in Bolivia.
Especialmente agradecer a aquellos que hace 40 años estuvieron orando por Bolivia.
Especially those of you who were praying 40 years ago for Bolivia.
Hace 30, 40 años, ¿cuántos años en Bolivia?
Nosotros tuvimos 30 años.
Hace 30 años, ¿no?, que estuvieron, pero probablemente ya 5 años antes estuvieron pensando en enviar misioneros.
So they were in Bolivia 30 years ago already, but probably before that, some years before that, someone here was praying.
Entonces, muchas gracias por amar mi país.
Thank you for loving my country.
Y el fruto de sus oraciones está aquí presente. Y no solamente soy yo, sino también ahora pasa quizás a la India.
India.
Y ahora ya estamos compartiendo el Evangelio con los de Irán.
We're sharing the gospel with people from Iran.
Entonces, todo eso porque alguien decidió orar por Bolivia.
Because someone began by praying for Bolivia.
Para mí siempre es algo muy admirable la familia de Cristo.
It's amazing, Christ's family.
Realmente me deja sorprendido cuando veo la historia de la iglesia.
I'm amazed when I think about the story of the church.
Ahora en este tiempo están sucediendo muchas cosas, quizás quedamos decepcionados por esta generación.
Many times we get discouraged. Disillusioned by what's happening in our generation.
Pero Dios no se ha olvidado de la humanidad.
God has not forgotten about humanity.
El Señor está trabajando.
God is working.
Y pasa generación tras generación.
Generations pass. Generations
lo que ustedes invirtieron hace años ahora ya está dando sus frutos.
What you invested spiritually years ago is now coming to fruit.
Y esperamos que esta generación siga invirtiendo.
We hope that this coming generation continues to invest in the gospel.
Y esperamos que esta generación siga mirando al Señor.
That this generation continue to look to the Lord.
Y esperamos que la próxima generación siga mirando al Señor.
Will continue to look to the Lord.
Yo en este tiempo he estado siempre escuchando cuándo viene el Señor.
I've been hearing a lot of people asking this question. So when is the Lord coming back?
Y aparecen muchas ideas.
A lot of ideas.
Uno lee algunos libros y dice una cosa.
You read one book, it says one thing.
Lee otro libro, dice otra cosa.
Read the other book, it says
mira un programa de una predicación, dice algo.
You listen to a preacher on TV, says
y al final siempre nos queda un poco asustado.
So, you know, people are kind of getting shook up.
Viene la computadora.
About the computer.
Viene la televisión.
And they look at TV.
Viene el internet.
They watch on internet.
Eso es la bestia.
People are saying,
eso es el 666.
This is 666.
Y al fin uno queda muy asustado.
So, you know, people are kind of getting scared.
Bueno, yo me asusto, no sé ustedes.
I don't know, I get scared sometimes. I don't know about you.
Entonces, yo quiero compartir en este día tan privilegiado para mí.
I'm so privileged this morning to share with you.
Porque creo que ustedes dieron el paso hace muchos años de enviar misioneros.
I believe that this church took a step of faith years ago sending missionaries.
Ahora nosotros en Bolivia estamos aprendiendo, estamos dando esos pasos de fe.
Now in Bolivia, we are learning to take that step of faith.
Y hemos aprendido de la familia Amstutz que ustedes nos enviaron.
We learned from the Amstutz family that you sent.
Una de las cosas que hemos aprendido es a caminar con Cristo sin esperar que el Señor nos prospere.
One of the things we learned is to walk with Christ without demanding prosperity.
Muchas veces el evangelio en Latinoamérica se ha vuelto como la clave para la prosperidad.
Many places in Latin America the gospel is being preached as a key to prosperity.
Y muchas veces en Latinoamérica el evangelio es como para ser sanado o tener un milagro.
Many people come to the gospel with the interest of being healed or have their problems solved.
Lo cual yo pienso que es bueno.
I think that's good.
Pero no es el propósito.
But that's not God's purpose.
No es el propósito de que haya algo muy grande.
God is not trying to put something huge together.
Sino el propósito es de que nosotros vivamos como Cristo.
He wants us to live like Christ.
El propósito de la iglesia es que nosotros vivamos una vida como Él vivió.
The purpose is for his church to live like he lived.
Y eso es la clave para la comunidad.
That's the key to the community.
Eso es la clave para la generación viviente.
That's the key to the living generation.
Y esa es la clave para la próxima generación.
That's our key to the next generation.
Eso es lo que para nosotros recibimos de la familia Amstutz.
That's something we received from the
Porque normalmente escuchamos de un evangelio así que hace maravillas y milagros.
We are used to hearing a lot about a gospel of miracles and signs and wonders.
Pero muchas veces no nos enseñan un estilo de vida.
But very few people come to teach us about a lifestyle.
Y quiero decir en este día que agradecemos porque la familia nos enseñó un estilo de vida.
I want to say thank you this morning because they taught us about a lifestyle.
Y lo interesante es que en nuestro pueblo se convirtió la capital del cítrico en Bolivia.
Our little town, which was a village then, turned into the capital of citrus.
Porque nos enseñaron realmente a trabajar.
They taught us to work.
A trabajar en comunidad.
To work in a community.
Otra de las cosas interesantes que ha sucedido recientemente es que el Centro Vida Feliz fue nombrado el Centro Modelo de Bolivia.
Something else happened just recently. Centro Vida Feliz that we're contributing to today was recently named a model center for the elderly in Bolivia.
Realmente es un gran milagro que sucede en nuestra sociedad.
There's a miracle happening in our society.
Porque muchas veces la gente está esperando grandes cosas pero no quiere observar lo que afecta a la sociedad.
People are looking for great, wonderful public things, but they're not looking underneath to see what's really happening in our society.
Lo cual hace que la próxima generación viva bien también.
And those are the things that actually make it possible for the next generation to live well.
Y eso es un estilo de vida al estilo de Cristo.
And that is a Christian lifestyle.
Entonces, quería tomar mucho tiempo para agradecer a ustedes por haber orado por mi país.
So I just wanted to take this sufficient time to thank you for those years of prayer for my country.
Ahora quiero compartir algo que estamos nosotros sufriendo en Bolivia.
I want to share something that we are suffering through right now in Bolivia.
Y es la actitud de la Iglesia Evangélica de Babel.
That is the attitude of the Evangelical Church of Babel.
¿Han escuchado ustedes esa iglesia?
I don't know if you've ever gone to that church.
Podamos abrir nuestra Biblia en el libro de Génesis, capítulo 11.
You can read about it in Genesis 11.
Versículo 3 y 4 dice, y dijeron unos a otros, vamos, hagamos ladrillo y cosámoslo con fuego, y les sirvió el ladrillo en lugar de piedra y el asfalto en lugar de mezcla.
They said to each other, let's make bricks. The bricks were instead of stones, and they used tar instead of cement.
Y dijeron, vamos, edifiquemos una ciudad y una torre cuya cúspide llegue al cielo y hagámonos un nombre por si fuéramos esparcidos sobre la faz de toda la tierra.
They said, let us build a tower to reach up to heaven in case we will be dispersed over the face of the earth.
Y muchas iglesias están con esa actitud.
I think many churches have that same attitude.
Estuve en una iglesia y uno de los hermanos me dijo,
I was at a church recently when a brother in the church said,
¿usted ve esa guitarra?
See that guitar over there?
$2,000.
That costs $2,000.
Y en Bolivia, para tener una guitarra de ese precio es mucho dinero.
In Bolivia, having a guitar like that is a lot of money.
¿Usted ve ese teclado?
He said, see that piano over there?
$3,000.
That's $3,000.
Y hasta que terminamos la conversación,
so until we finished that conversation about
todo su equipo de sonido tenía más de $7,000 de costo.
His sound system was like another $7,000.
Y estaba pensando, y él siempre utilizaba una palabra.
So he said, this was his word.
Como es para el Señor, so tenemos que dar lo mejor.
For God, we have to give the best for God.
Y yo pienso que es bueno. Es una buena actitud. Como es para el Señor, hay que dar lo mejor.
I think that's true. We should give our best for God.
Pero me ponía a pensar, ¿y qué de la obra?
So I was thinking, so what about the church's mission?
Pero como era para el Señor, había que dar lo mejor.
So, you know, it's right. You know, we should give the best to God.
Pero como a las dos semanas, hablé de nuevo con él.
I talked to him about 2 weeks after that.
Y me dijo, ¿sabe qué, hermano?
He said, you know what?
Entraron unos ladrones y se llevaron los equipos.
Some guys got it, broke into the church and stole all of our instruments.
Y yo pensé, pero ¿cómo es para el Señor?
I said, well, since it's for the Lord,
¿cómo es que se lo llevaron?
What do you mean they took them?
Pero muchas veces uno puede ver de que ha entrado esa actitud de la Torre de Babel.
I think that attitude from Babel has infected the church.
Esas personas que uno ve ahí en la Torre de Babel,
those persons building the tower,
quieren llegar al cielo.
They were looking to get to God.
Están trabajando para llegar al cielo.
They were working hard to get to heaven.
Están haciendo lo posible para llegar al cielo.
Everything possible to reach heaven.
Y seguramente están diciendo, como es para el Señor.
They were probably saying too, since it's for God.
Pero hay una cosa que ellos tienen miedo.
But there's something they were afraid of.
Y usted puede ver ahí qué era su miedo de esa iglesia evangélica de Babel.
You can read right there what they were afraid of in the evangelical church of Babel.
Tenían miedo ser esparcidos.
They were afraid of being dispersed across the face of the earth.
Porque muchas veces nosotros como iglesia queremos ser conocidos.
We want to be known.
Y muchas iglesias en Latinoamérica están así, están construyendo su torre más y más grande y gastan mucho dinero en su propia torre.
Latin America now have the possibility of building larger and larger buildings, taller towers.
Y gastan energía, gastan dinero, gastan todo lo que pueden.
They're spending energy, spending resources, everything they can find.
Pero cuando se habla de las misiones,
but when they talk about mission,
nadie quiere.
Nobody's very interested.
Nadie quiere invertir.
Nobody wants to invest.
Estuve en una reunión también, muy grande.
Recently, a big meeting.
Y el lugar donde estaba necesitaba aire acondicionado.
The place where we're meeting was a camp and they needed air conditioning.
Y en ese momento se levanta, a ver, vamos a dar para aire acondicionado.
Somebody says, you know, this is way too hot in here, we need air conditioning.
Y dice, a ver, ¿quién quiere dar?
So, who's going to give the first?
Necesitamos $20,000.
We need 20,000.
Alguien dice, 3,000.
Somebody raises their hand, I'll give 3,000.
2,000.
Somebody else gives 2,000.
1,000.
1,000.
Bueno, se en esa reunión se levantó como $12,000.
At that meeting, they raised $12,000,
right? Y en Bolivia es bastante dinero.
That's a lot of money.
La próxima reunión se levanta un pastor. Dice, vamos a enviar a este misionero para que vaya.
We're sending this missionary out.
Necesita $7,000.
We need $7,000.
¿Quién quiere dar?
Who's going to be the first?
¿Cuánto logró el pastor?
How much do you think that pastor raised?
$500.
$500.
¿Por qué hay mucho de esa actitud de la Torre de Babel?
There's a lot of churches who are still in the attitude of Babel.
¿Cuántas veces se va a utilizar en el año ese edificio con un aire acondicionado?
That air conditioner, how many times in the year are they going to turn that thing on?
Máximo 20.
Maybe 10, 20 times a year.
Pero muchas veces nosotros estamos con esa actitud de la Torre de Babel.
We still harbor that attitude from Babel.
Yo quiero animar en esta mañana.
I want to challenge you this morning.
Que nosotros podamos mirar Mateo 24:14. Y era una caminata que los discípulos tenían.
The disciples were walking with Christ.
Y le estaban preguntando, Mateo 24:3 dice, y estando él sentado en el monte de los olivos, los discípulos se le acercaron aparte diciendo,
in verse 3, they were with him on the Mount of Olives, and they said,
dinos, ¿cuándo será estas cosas y qué señales habrá de tu venida y del fin del siglo?
When will these things happen? What will be the signs for the end of the world?
Y Jesús le dice muchas cosas. Le dice, va a suceder esto, va a suceder esto. Y uno no sabe cuándo será el fin. Porque si usted mira ahí, va a ver cómo Jesús está diciendo las señales que habrán. Y no hay, yo he tratado de leer muchas veces ese libro, o esos capítulos,
to read that chapter many times,
y no hay un lugar donde exactamente diga
there's not one place where he says exactly
cuándo será el fin.
When the end is coming.
Él dice que van a pasar estas cosas.
He says all these things need to happen first.
El único versículo que encuentro que realmente dice
but the only verse that I find that really says
que Él vendrá y qué va a suceder para que Él venga es Mateo
24:14. Mateo
24:14. He leído los libros de Daniel, Ezequiel, he leído algunos otros libros de algunos escritores y siempre queda uno con mucho temor. Porque la venida del Señor muchas veces es como que algo que nos da miedo.
It's something that's presented as something that makes us terrified.
Pero la venida del Señor es algo glorioso, algo que nos debe traer gozo.
The return of Jesus is something that is going to bring us joy.
Y dice 24:14,
24:14 says,
y será predicado este evangelio del reino en todo el mundo para testimonio a todas las naciones y entonces vendrá el fin.
This gospel will be preached in the whole world for testimony of every nation, and then the end will come.
Ahora, aquí es donde nosotros como hijos de Dios,
we, as God's children,
tenemos ese gran privilegio de decir,
we have that great
Cristo,
privilege
venga.
Of saying, come, Lord Jesus.
¿Cómo nosotros decimos, Cristo, venga?
How do we say, come, Lord Jesus?
Cuando nosotros hacemos ese esfuerzo misionero para llegar a todo el mundo.
By participating in that mission effort all around the world.
Entonces, cada vez que nosotros compartimos el Evangelio,
every time we share the gospel,
es como hacer una tarjeta para invitar para que vengan a una fiesta.
We're doing an invitation card for Jesus to come here to the party.
Cada vez que usted comparte el Evangelio,
every time you share the gospel,
Cada vez que usted está involucrado en un movimiento para llevar la palabra,
you participate in a mission movement.
Usted está escribiendo una tarjeta a Jesucristo diciendo, venga.
You're writing your invitation card to Jesus saying, come, it's time.
Y cuando nosotros invitamos para una fiesta, estamos alegres.
When we invite someone to a party, we're happy.
No estamos asustados.
We're not scared.
Pero muchas veces nos asusta.
This whole thing kind of makes us afraid.
Pero realmente nosotros tenemos que cambiar de actitud, saber de que la venida de Cristo es una fiesta.
We need to change our attitude. Christ's second coming is a real feast.
Nosotros estamos invitados a las bodas.
We are invited to that wedding ceremony.
Entonces una fiesta.
It's a big party.
Es un gozo.
It's a huge
debemos
joy.
Disfrutar de eso.
We're gonna
no
really,
debemos
really
tener
enjoy.
Temor.
That's not to be afraid of.
Porque es una fiesta el que Cristo vuelva.
It's a huge party when Jesus comes and we receive him.
Y nosotros, su iglesia,
and us, as his church,
somos encargados de decir, Cristo, venga.
We are the ones who are in charge of saying, come, Lord Jesus.
Yo quiero animar para que lea de nuevo Mateo 24:14.
I want to encourage you to read that chapter of Matthew again.
Y lo lea unas cuantas veces y yo sé que Dios te va a decir, tú eres encargado de invitarme.
Read that verse because it's telling you, you are the one who is in charge of inviting me.
¿Y cómo se hace eso? Llevando la palabra.
How do you do that? It's sharing the word.
Y yo pienso que su generación pasada de ustedes,
I think past generations here,
ellos pensaban de esa manera.
Thought about that.
Porque oraron por la familia Anstu.
They prayed for the Amstutz family.
Y por muchos otros. Bueno,
and
nosotros conocemos a Anstu.
This church.
Y ustedes sigan con ese corazón.
Continue with that heart of prayer.
Porque cada vez que hacemos una obra de llevar la palabra, nosotros decimos, Jesucristo, venga.
Every time we participate in that work of sharing the word, we are saying, come Lord Jesus.
Nosotros tuvimos algunas experiencias en India.
We had a number of experiences in India.
Y también aprendimos para cómo llevar la palabra con la gente de Irán, específicamente con los musulmanes.
To share the word specifically with, Muslims from Iran.
Y recuerdo en una ocasión tuvimos una experiencia bien interesante.
I remember a really interesting experience once.
Estábamos con el grupo discipular.
We were with a discipleship group.
Estábamos compartiendo la palabra.
We were sharing the word.
Y ahí empieza una discusión entre musulmanes ahí que algunos ya habían conocido un poco la palabra, otros no.
So there was started an argument between different Muslim people. Some of them had heard a little bit about the word from Christians and others not.
Y la discusión era que la historia cuando Abraham está llevando a su hijo.
So the argument was about Abraham. So when Abraham was taking his son,
y va a sacrificar,
he's going to sacrifice his son.
Y ahí hay una historia muy similar que los musulmanes tienen.
But Muslims have a very similar parallel story.
La historia que está escrita en el Corán es que Abraham estaba llevando a su hijo Ismael.
The story that's in the Quran is that Abraham was taking his son Ishmael.
Para ser sacrificado.
To be sacrificed.
Y la nuestra es que Abraham está llevando a su hijo.
Our says he was going to sacrifice his son.
¿Qué hijo?
What? Isaac.
Ah, muy bien. Ese es. Abraham está llevando a su hijo Isaac para ser
sacrificado.
Entonces estábamos ahí teniendo un tiempo con ellos.
So we were sharing.
Y escuchamos que entre ellos estaban teniendo ese argumento.
They were starting to have this argument about that.
Los que ya habían estudiado la Biblia,
those who had had a chance to read the Bible,
ellos decían que era Isaac.
They said, no, it's Isaac.
Y el otro grupo que era nuevo,
the other group who were new,
decía Ismael.
No, it was Ishmael.
Entonces empezaron a gritarse entre ellos.
They started to get, raise their voices.
Tú eres un traidor.
You're a traitor to the faith.
Tú no sirves.
You, there's nothing good in you.
Por lo tanto, yo debo matarte a vos.
I am called by faith to kill you.
Porque así dice el Corán, que
that's
a los traidores hay que matarlo.
That's what the Quran says. Those who betray their faith deserve death.
Y el otro empieza también a defenderse con su argumento. Y dice, bueno, eso es lo que aprendimos de la Biblia. O si no, pregúntenle a él y apuntan a mí. Y yo, bueno, no sabía qué hacer en ese momento. Porque si digo que es Isaac, probablemente, y si digo Ismael, estoy faltando a la palabra. Ahora, ¿usted qué piensa que dije? ¿Ismael o Isaac?
Ismael o Isaac.
Pero me matan si digo Isaac.
Yeah, they kill me if I say Isaac.
Bueno, estoy predicando. ¿Qué dije?
Okay, I'm the one preaching, right?
Yo, bueno, no hallaba qué decir, pero estuve pensando y, bueno, orando rapidito.
I quickly asked God for help.
Entonces, yo le pregunté a ellos,
so I asked them,
¿cuál fue sacrificado?
Which one actually was sacrificed?
¿Cuál fue?
Which one?
¿Ismael o Isaac?
Was it Ishmael or was it Isaac? Ninguno.
Ninguno.
Neither one.
Ninguno fue sacrificado.
Neither one of them was actually sacrificed.
¿Y saben qué, hermano?
So you know,
ellos me dijeron lo mismo que me están diciendo ahora, ninguno.
Said, just what you said, neither one.
Entonces, ¿qué fue sacrificado?
So who was sacrificed?
¿Qué pasó?
What actually happened? What happened? The ram.
Correcto. Dios proveyó.
God provided.
¿Y saben qué, hermano? Esa noche hablamos de Cristo como nunca antes.
We were able to speak to them that evening about Christ as never before.
Porque en el Corán también dice que Dios proveyó.
Because in the Quran it also says God provided.
Como nunca antes hablamos de Cristo con ellos.
Never before we were able to share with them that evening.
Y yo sé que ellos nunca se van a olvidar esa experiencia.
I know they're never going to forget that discussion.
Porque muchas veces nosotros estamos discutiendo acerca de que si fue Isaac o fue Ismael.
You know, we were arguing historically if it was Isaac or Ismael.
Muchas veces entramos en discusiones que no tiene sentido.
We get involved in all kinds of arguments and discussions that don't have anything to do.
Para mí, voy a decir que Isaac representa a los judíos.
I'll say, you know, no, Isaac represents the Jewish people.
Ismael representa a los árabes.
They say Ishmael represents the Arabs.
O también puedo decir que Isaac representa un cierto tipo de religión.
I can say Isaac represents another religion.
Puede decir que Ismael representa otra religión.
And Ishmael represents another religion.
Y muchas veces estamos hablando de religión más que un estilo de vida.
Involved in that argument about religion more than about how we really live.
Y muchas veces llevamos nuestra religión a otros.
We take our religion out to other people.
Muchas veces llevamos parte de nuestra cultura a otros.
We take part of our culture out with us.
Y nos olvidamos de Jesucristo.
We forget about Jesus Christ.
Y sufrimos muchas veces por causa de nuestra religión.
We suffer because of our religion.
Porque muchas veces quedamos en el argumento de cuál es mejor.
We get stuck in that argument about who's better.
Porque muchos de esos musulmanes están totalmente en contra de su religión o de la religión.
Many Muslims are completely opposed to our religion.
Pero cuando uno habla de Cristo,
when we talk about the person of Jesus,
ellos son abiertos.
They're actually open.
Y muchas personas realmente han sido dañadas por la religión.
Many persons have been damaged, hurt by the religion.
Entonces, para nosotros ha sido también un aprender en India de cómo compartir la palabra con ellos.
For us, it's been a process of learning how to share.
Y siempre tratamos de tener cuidado ahora para introducir a Cristo.
To be very careful to introduce the person of Jesus.
Y no introducir nuestra religión evangélica de Latinoamérica.
And not introducing our evangelical religion from Latin America.
Hermano, yo quiero animar también para que ustedes sigan orando.
I want to encourage each of you to pray.
Para que oremos para que esta generación tenga una visión acerca de Jesucristo.
Pray for this coming generation to have a vision of Jesus Christ.
Y podamos ser comprometidos con Él.
To commit to Him.
Por eso yo compartía un principio, gracias por habernos enviado un estilo de vida más que su religión.
I thanked you at the beginning for sending us persons who can share a lifestyle, not just a religion.
Y saben qué, hermano, da resultado.
That works, you know.
Porque vemos ya que esta próxima generación en, ahí en nuestro pueblo del Torno tiene un corazón de dar.
In our church, we see a new generation coming up, raised with the idea of giving.
Con ese deseo de también enviar misioneros.
And sending out missionaries too.
Y bueno, nosotros somos parte de eso.
We are part of that movement.
Agradecemos a ustedes por haber tomado la decisión, seguir orando y seguir enviando.
We thank you, brothers and sisters, for that decision and for those prayers.
Porque esa es la invitación que nosotros hacemos a Cristo para que Él venga.
That's our invitation card to Jesus Christ.
Quiero concluir con eso diciendo muchas gracias por bendecir nuestro país.
I want to thank you in closing for blessing us.
Que Dios le bendiga y que sigan enviando tarjetas de invitación a Jesucristo para que venga.
May God bless you. Keep sending those invitation cards to Jesus.
Gracias. Dios le bendiga, hermano.
God bless you.
I'd like to invite Mimi up here to join me in a prayer of blessing and commissioning for Ernesto and Mimi. Is Mimi here? Okay, Mimi. And your son, yes, Samir. It is an honor speaking for us to be participating some way in your sending forth, especially going to Iranians, because the world is afraid of Iranians. The Israelis, the United States, Sunni Muslims, or the Shiites. I one time had a conversation with a Shiite Muslim cleric who told me with tears in his eyes that he had read several fatwas from Sunni Muslims clerics saying that to kill a Shiite Muslim is no more consequential than to kill a dog. So they are afraid too, and to know that you're going forth as friends and that we have a part in it, that's a real honor for us. Would you come see Ernesto? I mean, derecho. Okay, and here this side, so I can just simply pray for you. Let's pray. And Samir, too. Yes. Okay. Thank you, dear God, for bringing our paths together even so long ago in mission, indirectly, but thank you for bringing our paths together even now as well. Dear God, your blessing and empowerment upon Samir, Ernesto, and Mimi, we pray that you, O God, would go before them with all the details of their travel and of their ministry. Protect them from the evil one, O God. Make fruitful their ministry and their witness, their friendship, their love, the sharing of your Son, Jesus, our Lord. Open hearts before them as they go. And may we hear again soon, O God, for our mutual encouragement. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then you may be seated. Thank you, Samir. And I invite Jana forward, too, for prayer of commissioning for Wendell and Karen. Maybe just to give us a brief word of what's next for you. We know that you are going back soon to Bolivia.
We're leaving the 11th of April, and we will be there in Bolivia for about 3 months. That's as long as they can keep us. We only have a visa for 90 days. We're going to be working at the senior center and also in the community of Espejos.
Let's pray together, blessing. Lord, I just thank you for
Wendell and Karen and the many ways that they have served in Bolivia in the past and as they go before you this time. We ask for physical strength and health, for travel mercies for them, that you would be at work in their lives as they serve as your hands and feet, as you, as they share your love and shine your light. Bless them, go with them. Thank you that they are extension of us and that we can share in this ministry with them. We pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
I invite our four pastors here now, the other three, for the closing benediction. Les invito a todos para la bendición al fin. And please rise for the closing benediction, and I believe one song afterwards. May God bless the meal that we will share together as well.
May you be filled
with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God.
Que sean fortalecidos en todo sentido con su glorioso poder. Así perseverarán con paciencia en toda situación, dando gracias con alegría al Padre, que nos ha facultado para participar de la herencia de los santos en el reino de la luz.
A Él que nos ha librado del poder de las tinieblas y nos ha trasladado al reino de su amado Hijo, en quien tenemos redención por su sangre, el perdón de pecados, sean gloria, honor y poder en la iglesia.
Here, now, and among all tribes, tongues, and nations, and in the world to come, around the throne of the Lamb and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen.
And now that you're standing, look down where your feet are. See what's down there? This hymn says, standing on the promises. Estamos parados sobre las promesas del Señor Jesús. Let's sing that.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Todas las promesas del hombre fiel, el Señor en sus bondades cumplirá, y confiado sé que para siempre en Él paz eterna mi alma gozará. Grande es que Él es, las promesas que el Señor Jesús ha dado. Grande es que Él es, en ellas para siempre confiaré. Standing on the promises I cannot fail, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God. Nuestra vida eterna, ellas en la gloria nos sostendrán y te
nunca podremos sobre el mar. Grande es fiel, las promesas que el Señor Jesús ha dado. Grande es fiel, en ellas para siempre confiaré. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior.
Enjoy the meal. May God bless our fellowship and the food. Buen provecho.